fact of the day, 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 day.
Today's fact of the day, Super Bowl week. Despite it being Valentine's Day this week too, complete oversight at the start of the week.
It's I like Super Bowl week.
We learned about Super Bowl. My question, I thought, and this would make a good... Oh, go on.
Okay, well, no, because I found a stat of how many people watch Super Bowl in America alone.
It was the largest TV event since the moon landing?
Correct.
This year's one.
Yeah, 123.4 million viewers. That's it is America's... biggest audience since the moon landing.
Can we get the Great Kiwi Bake Off season 5 numbers and just see how that stacks
how
up?
How it compares?
How's it stacking up?
Heard you guys are doing pretty good up there.
We are on New Zealand standards doing very well.
Very well in the ratings.
Probably not quite the Super Bowl.
Well, it was in Las Vegas this year.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is weird because the Vegas Raiders aren't in the finals.
So why are we in Vegas?
Why are we in Las
Vegas? Neutral ground.
Yeah, because you'd think it would be a home ground, right?
Exactly, but it doesn't. It's decided 3 to 6 years in advance.
So it would be like the Crusaders and the Blues being in the final and
Wellington.
They play it in,
in
Invercargill.
Yeah. Oh, they wouldn't play it in Invercargill.
They wouldn't go
They wouldn't have the stadium for it.
You'd
That's
avoid,
the thing.
You'd
You've
avoid
got
it.
Some great stadiums down there because of the licensing trust. No. You've got that cycling dome.
Not bloody Eden Park, mate.
What,
where are they going to play rugby in the Velodrome?
Running up the edges, like far out.
I say bring some sloped edges to rugby.
Yeah.
That'd be fun,
Put a camber to the pitch. There probably is a light camber, actually, just to get the water to run off, but ever so slightly.
Mm.
Super Bowl locations are determined 3 to 6 years in advance. Any city can place a bid to host the Super Bowl, just like the Olympics.
So it's like the Olympics and games.
And then the NFL owners get together and vote to determine which city is going to host.
I mean, Vegas is a vibe.
Huh?
Right. Vegas is a vibe.
Absolutely.
It's a vibe.
But the NFL, because it's in winter, will not consider stadiums in cold regions.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Alaska.
Now, you can play the Alaskan Timberwolves.
Yeah.
Mm. They'll never get it at home Super Bowl.
The Alaskan snowplows.
The snowplows.
The snowplows.
The Alaskan freezing breezes.
Yeah.
They're not going to get a home game.
So, wait, it's in winter, but they don't want to play in the snow.
It's in winter and games can be played throughout the season in snow.
Yeah.
But they will not hold a Super Bowl in a stadium with a climate of less than 50 degrees Fahrenheit average for the month of February. Okay. Unless it's covered and there's bugger all.
Yeah.
It's so
stadiums.
Big. It's so big.
This is why most of them have been held in warm water cities. Of the Super Bowls so far, 11 have been held in Miami.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's even in, like, winter. That's
it's
still
a reliable climate.
Yeah.
It's an absolutely reliable climate. Mm. And then they meet and they decide years in advance where the Super Bowl's going to be.
Wow.
So where will the 2025 Super Bowl be held?
They actually do this for marching nationals as well.
Do
you
they?
Put in a bid each sort of...
It's going to be held at Caesars Superdome, commonly known as the Superdome, in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh.
New Orleans.
Okay.
That'll be cool.
That'll be fun.
It's party town.
Put some beads on. They'll have to play with all those beads.
That was the Superdome that during Hurricane Katrina was...
Yes.
Everyone was living in it,
evacuated there.
Ooh, Caesars Superdome. Super Bowl 59. Because it was 58 this year. So today's fact of the day is they won't play the Super Bowl in a cold stadium, and they decided via committee.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl. You get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.